WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has starred in movies as a barbarian, several cops, and an extraterrestrial. But film critic Stephen Schiff says Schwarzenegger's role in Kindergarten Cop is his most alien.
About 6 years ago, around the time of his best movie, The Terminator, I met Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he said something interesting to me. "I'm an actor," he said. "I don't always have to play cops or Conan or monsters. I could play a kindergarten teacher." To which I might have replied, "Not bloody likely." That is, if the guy I was talking to didn't look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger is not an actor. And Not Bloody Likely is the premise of Kindergarten Cop, in which Arnold does indeed play a kindergarten teacher. It's the very unlikelihood of this big, inflexible lug facing all those little ones that made someone think this was a great idea for a movie. The someone is director Ivan Reitman, who keeps the film zipping smoothly along as it tries to be all things to all people. It's a police thriller, a kiddie comedy, a love story, a buddy picture. The idea is that Schwarzenegger is the toughest cop in Los Angeles. Only now, in order to convict the drug kingpin he's been after for years, he has to travel to small-town Oregon. There he must go undercover and pose as a kindergarten teacher, the better to ferret out the drug kingpin's ex-wife and son, who've changed their names and gone into hiding. Arnold needs them to build his court case. Naturally, the fearless cop is flummoxed by the kids. That's the movie's central joke. Take, for instance, this scene, in which he tries to figure out which child's daddy is the bad guy.
"Now we're going to do something extremely fun. We're going to play a wonderful game called Who is My Daddy and What Does He Do? Yes?"
"Is your daddy a fireman? He's probably big. Is he a wrestler? Is he a basketball coach?"
No.
"What's the matter?"
"Oh, I have a headache."
"It might be a tumor."
"It's not a tumor. Not a tumor at all."
You can tell this movie is a stretch for Arnold. Just talking in sentences is a stretch for Arnold. And when he has to read A.A. Milne to his little charges and get all smoochy with the teacher down the hall, played by Penelope Ann Miller, well, Arnold has always looked better with an Uzi in his arms than with a leading lady. Still, there's something about this phony, completely manipulative movie that works. Part of it has to do with weird undercurrents. For instance, the drug kingpin is played by an uncommonly vivid actor named Richard Tyson, who looks like Kurt Russell's evil twin. And the movie's neatest trick is to make him a mama's boy. His ghastly mother is played to the hilt by Carol Baker. And so the film has this odd subtext about child-rearing. The kingpin's mom has literally spoiled him rotten, while Arnold's big lesson is learning that kids need tough love. Too tough for my tastes. What finally turns Arnold into a great teacher is his discovery that paramilitary methods work. Once he gets out his police whistle and starts marching the children around like little commandos, not to mention little Terminators, they all just adore him. Kindergarten Cop isn't a good movie by any means, and it's certainly not for kids, but if the gooey holiday season has left you in the mood for something unexpectedly twisted, you could do worse.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.